everywhere. Everyone is just lying. Trump gets up there and they ask him, is that U.S.-made and fired Raytheon cruise missile, Tomahawk cruise missile, that killed all those little girls on the first day of your service to Mother Israel? Is that a U.S. Manufactured and fired missile? Did we fire it? Trump's answer was, never mind. You know, the Iranians, they cut the heads off of babies, and they chop women in half. Trump said his answer to whether or not we killed all those young girls on day one, and we don't have any answers of who gave us that targeting information. I wonder if it was the Israelis specifically to get us hated in the Middle East by killing all those kids on day one. That was the Israelis that set us up for that one, right? So Trump says, never mind those girls. The Iranians cut the heads off of babies and chop women in half. That was his answer. And the journalists don't bother to, burst out laughing. Actually, it'd be more appropriate to, begin projectile vomiting. Okay, that would have been more appropriate. But none of them mentioned, Mr. Trump, where is there any evidence that they're chopping women in half? Cutting heads off? They don't cast the follow-up question. But at every level, when you listen to any of these establishment, like news reporters or politicians or former intelligence agency heads that are now working for a Jewish think tank, they all just push one fake line after another, one fake narrative, lies, all in unison. Oh, the Ayatollah, we had to kill him, don't you know? Because he was a murderous terrorist and they were going to get the nuclear bomb next week. And they've been saying that for 40 years. Every time they meet, they say, next week they're going to get it, so we have to do this war. Next week, they've been saying that for 40 years. And the guy they killed, the Ayatollah, had a fatwa against the production of a nuclear bomb. He was very well known to have been against it. So they killed him, and they said, well, job well done, some regime change, you know? Well, his son is now the supreme leader. Regime change, right? Supreme regime change to the son. Oh, we won, we're winning, Then they say he was a murderous terrorist, right? And then there's no evidence that the Iranians have ever done any terrorism on U.S. soil. No, they stood up to Israel, who was been trying to commit genocide on them, like they do on all their neighbors. So they've stood up and defended themselves. Oh, you're not allowed to defend yourself against the Israelis, don't you know? That's called terrorism. If the Israelis attack and kill all your children, you're just supposed to sit down and let them kill all your children. You're not supposed to fight back. If you fight back, you're a terrorist. Don't you know? Sorry, man. The Iranians are just defending their families against the Israeli scum, who is these racist, genocidal, murderous scum called Israelis. And the Iranians are just defending their families and their children against this scum that has killed something like 60,000 kids in a few months. You'd have to go back to the Middle Ages to find that many young kids killed, murdered in such a short period of time as the Jews just did. But not with the baby boomer generation. They don't care because they've never heard of that. All they're being told, because the senior editors of the Jewish-owned networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, were told, when you talk about the war, you don't talk about it as it's a genocide, and then you don't mention the 60,000 dead children, the Palestinian children. This is TV. The baby boomers won't notice. Just don't tell the baby boomers that. Just couch it in terms of the hostages, those 24 Israeli hostages. That's what this war is about, right? So repeat after me. Only talk about the hostages, but don't talk about, only talk about the 24 hostages that, you know, the Iranians took to say, get the fuck out of our lives, okay? But don't mention the 60,000 dead 3-year-old girls and boys and 6-year-olds that were under the rubble. If you do, you're not going to have a job in our Jewish-controlled ABC, Jewish-owned, right? BlackRock and Vanguard own ABC News, CBS, NBC, Fox, right? PBS even. Oh, that's public broadcasting. No, it's not. It's financed by Jewish money, right? No, we're only allowed to talk about the precious Israeli hostages. That's what the senior editors and the owners sent out in a memo. That's how we are supposed to talk about this. Okay, well, that's not what the rest of the world, that's what the baby boomers who are still watching the television. That, okay, so great. You're really good at lying to baby boomers. That's what the establishment, you know. So there's something insidious about, like, belonging or being employed by this Jewish establishment. You know, I used to say, you are what you're paid. You know, like, instead of you are what you eat, you know, well, yeah, you are what you eat. If you eat a steady diet of, oh, yeah, the Ayatollah is evil, the Iranians are evil, we must plunge the world into despair and war, World War III, and waste trillions of Americans' dollars that they don't have. And then somebody comes along and says, how many times has Iran actually attacked America? Or Americans? Well, the answer to that one is never. They never have, right? But we're the Jews. We know we're here. There was one thing in Lebanon. They bombed Beirut or something. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Most of the attacks are ourselves on ourselves, and we blame it on them. Or the Israelis bomb us, like the USS Liberty. The Israelis bomb us. Blame it on someone else. Iranians never attacked us. Oh, yes, but we still have to, wage World War III, you know. Because they get a brain glitch when you tell them. Someone who's like a Trump-tard who's just like, yes, we got to kill the Iranians. And you say, okay, well, how many times have they actually harmed America? And they get like this brain part glitch. And then they either lash out. You know, they go into seething anger, or they say this conversation's over, or, you know, or they just, or they double down. Well, we still need to plunge the world into World War III, you know, and waste all this money. You know, as long as I don't have to go and fight the war, as long as they don't strap an M16 on me, because but America should do it. Oh, really? What America? Americans should do it? You mean young boys? Oh, you're pretty bellicose. You're an armchair warrior. Send other people to their death. For a country that never attacked us, that only stood up against Israel. Well, yeah, that's what you do. When Israel fucks with you, you stand up to them. I wish Americans would do that, but we don't. We just lay down. Oh, says the Jews and those who work for the Jews. Don't you know that this time we were attacked by Iran, and, you know, there was this other time they attacked us. Yeah, Iran has never attacked America. Iran has never attacked Americans. So there was this time in the late 70s where we had propped up the Shah of Iran by assassinating or deposing Mossadegh, their rightful leader, and then replaced it with the Shah of Iran, you know. And he was a puppet, and then the Iranian people rushed the embassy, who were just there propping up our puppet, who was like, not the legitimate rightful ruler of Iran. It was an American puppet. So, well, that's what happens to American puppets. They they sometimes storm the building and get rid of the puppet. And that's what they did to the Shah of Iran. He got in a helicopter and said, I'm out of here. Flew out of there. Yeah, they hated the U.S. puppet like all people should do. If the United States implants a puppet in your country to rule over you, and they depose your rightfully elected and loved leader and put a fucking Jewish puppet who's there to rape your economy and steal all of your resources, well, then the people should just get rid of the puppet, right? That's pretty normal, right? Oh, no, we got to go to World War III, No, just stop assassinating the rightful loved leaders of the nations of the world and replacing them with American puppets. It's very simple. Start to compete based on your merits, your worth, your self-value, your sense of purpose and what you bring to the table and your industriousness and your creativity. Oh, no, it's war, So it's not like, and, I guess, I'm trying to come up with a neologism that embodies this hypocritical, delusional, conformist, Dunning-Kruger, smug and ignorant. I'm looking for a new word that expresses somebody who knowingly participates in an establishment lie that's really bad. The United States language, the English language doesn't have enough words to it doesn't have any one word. You could make a contraction, you could call it what would you call a shill who knowingly and willingly adopts belief in their shillery, their shillief, belief shillief, as their entrance fee to the established ruling order. It's not the Dunning-Kruger effect, although it's very similar to it, because I think these people. For anybody who doesn't know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is, and that's when a person who is ignorant of a subject oftentimes harbors the delusion that they're actually quite expert in that subject, that they're completely ignorant of. That's called the famous Dunning-Kruger effect. So it's like a combination, this neologism, this new word I'm trying to come up with, is a combination of this smug, Dunning-Kruger, delusional, but yet willing conformism. Right? So I don't know. The lie becomes, becomes the ticket, their ticket to the ruling establishment. And I think, here's the thing too about the lie. I think the lie has been, I think the ruling class purposely dangles a really bad lie that you have to believe in order to be in their club, low-level rungs of the ladder, not at the top of the club, with the big boys, but they'll let you into the lower rungs. But so long as you promote this really bad, stupid lie, that's obviously a lie to any thinking person, this way the ruling class gets to purposely drive a wedge between the leadership of a people and the population at large, because I think that the ruling class gets off on forcing, but again, they're not forcing, you see, because in order to gain entrance into the low rungs of the ladder of privilege and power, to get entrance into the lowest rungs of that ladder, which is all you're gonna get if you knowingly just count that establishment why, that's all you're gonna get. Yeah, don't you loiter around at the lowest rungs of the ladder of privilege. Don't let you have a, but then you're not even gonna have a Lamborghini and a child's and your own child sex slave, the harem. No, you're at the low rung of that ladder. We may give you a junket to Israel, a trip to Israel, and a couple of Ukrainian hookers, but with AIDS, right? That's what we'll get. That's what us Jews will give you at the low end of a club that will invite you to think that you're privileged, and you will knowingly trot out. You will knowingly shill and believe what you must shill in order to become part of the low rungs of our ladder of Jewish control. You fucking dupes. Go fuck yourselves, man. Anyways, help me come up with a word that best describes this absolutely loathsome scumbag that you see basically populating NBC, CBS, ABC, all the intelligence agencies, heads, anyone who's telling you that the Ayatollah was a ruthless murderer and killed many innocent people. He didn't. He got the right people, all right? They kicked the puppets out. Fuck off. That's what they should do, you know? All the people that are telling you that push the COVID lie, all the people that are telling you, no, it was the evil Islamic, not the inside job at 9/11, you know? All these fucking shills, man. Let's find a word for these fucking scumbags.